touching on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. Then Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. I want to finish the discussion on Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony yesterday, and it was compelling. And I want to repeat for anybody who is not listening to the show early in the first hour, a really good insight from a caller, Millie Madison. It had not occurred to me, but it bears repeating. She said, and think about this, why was this testimony scheduled right now? The word was that they just got really new testimony that was so shocking it had to go on. Well, yes, it was shocking. It had to go on. Some of it had already leaked out anyway, but a lot of it had already been said in depositions. Millie's insight was that they were concerned that something could happen to Cassidy Hutchinson if her story didn't get out. Once it got out, there's no reason to harm her. And that's exactly what Mike Cohen said when he went and testified to Congress. He said, I want to get my story out. It's less likely that somebody will try to hurt me. They were, her insight, which I support, was that they were afraid, especially given the threats to witnesses that Liz Cheney brought out at the end of the testimony yesterday, that if somebody had devastating testimony that could implicate Donald Trump criminally, there is concern that something could happen to her. And that's why they rushed it, get it public. It's out there. Now, they can't stop the story. They can't stop the story. She filled in a lot of other gaps, too. You made me remember, Trump gave a very wooden speech on January 7, the day after the insurrection, that seemed on its face to say, you know, that he renounces the insurrection, all that. The speechwriters and the lawyers wrote it, and they made him give it. They made him give it. He had he wrote in a phrase that said he wanted to pardon the voters. They took that out. They took that out. But it was the strangest speech I've ever seen him give. Usually he puts a lot of personality into it. He ad-libs, he waves his arms. This thing, it was like he'd been captured by the North Koreans and giving a confession. Very colorless, word by word, the intonation. He didn't mean a word of it. And that's how that happened. Another insight that came out of this was that Cassidy Hutchinson said that Meadows himself and Giuliani both asked for pardons. Meadows and Giuliani both asked for pardons. Marjorie Taylor Greene asked for a pardon. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan asked for pardons for every member of the Republican caucus who voted not to certify the winner of the election, Joe Biden. Some of these witnesses had testified, and she didn't name them, but it's in their deposition testimony, that they got threatening emails just before their testimony with some iteration of the following phrase. Quote, as long as you're a team player, you will stay in the good graces with this individual. They don't say who it is. And remember that Donald Trump reads transcripts, end quote. Which means that even if you think you're given a deposition that won't get to the light of day, it is released to the lawyers and he'll find out. The other ones are, you're giving testimony next week. A certain individual knows you are. He knows that you are a team player and loyal. These are threatening emails and texts to witnesses. They are felonies. Do you understand that? They're felonies. In Milwaukee, sadly, there was a spate of witnesses being intimidated and in some cases killed in drug and violent prosecutions. This is no different. This is no different. That has got to be prosecuted. Merrick Garland has got to prosecute that. If Merrick Garland doesn't prosecute that, then we do need a new attorney general. Some of them said, he knows that you are loyal and you will do the right thing. It's all different phraseologies in these threatening emails. This is called tampering. And one of the most persuasive things to me, remember, before Mark Meadows was chief of staff, the chief of staff was a guy named Mick Mulvaney, who'd also been a congressman. Mick Mulvaney, after Cassidy Hutchinson testified, put out a statement, and he'd been the chief of staff to Trump, said he believed Cassidy, her testimony was explosive, and he thinks that as a result of that testimony, other Trump staffers will come forward who'd so far been resistive. If I can just boil this down, I would say this. The testimony that Cassidy Hutchinson had, and some of it was in her deposition, some of it was in live yesterday, paints the picture that Donald Trump was running a criminal enterprise in the White House, out of the White House, that included violence, incitement to violence, to stay in power even though he lost an election. That is a crime that violates so many federal criminal statutes. He's got to be prosecuted. Okay, we're going to the lines. Let's start with Lou of Cudahy. What's on your mind today, Lou of Cudahy?
Democrats are so desperate to make Trump look bad. He was hired as a disruptor, and that's what he does. And you know what else? Nobody cares about January 6th. Here's what they do care about in this country today, made worse by Democrats, by the left. They have to decide, do I put gas in the car or do I buy groceries? Because of Biden's inflation, that's how bad it's gotten. Gas, $4.75, $5 a gallon, and you care about America, you live to make life
worse. You're just reciting Republican talking points. The Republican Party, just so all my listeners out there know, and our station's open to everybody, and so we listen to all points of view. The Republican Party puts out lists of talking points, and they have various people will call into different shows that would be more Democratic in nature or independent in nature. And you can say that Trump encouraged people with AR-15s to go to the Capitol and kill people. You can say that a gallows was put up to hang Mike Pence. And they will just call up and say, but what about inflation? And the idea is, it's a very clumsy tactic, quite frankly. The idea is, well, let's just change the subject. Well, no, at some point you don't change the subject. You don't tell George Washington, well, King George isn't a bad guy. He isn't a bad guy. You don't tell Abraham Lincoln, well, you know, slavery's okay. You can't get away with it this time. You cannot get away with it this time. Next up is Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, you hit it in the nail on the head there. Gas in Sauk City here came down 50 cents a gallon over the past couple of days. But at any rate, you know, Cassidy Hutchinson hit the ball out of the park, and hopefully it'll put some courage and some spine in some of these other people that have been unwilling to testify. And you're right as far as the threats that go, you know, as far as, you know, that unless you do this, you know, you're going to sleep with the fishes kind of thing. I mean, it's the kind of thing that people do when they get caught, you know, doing something wrong. I mean, I saw it when I was an auditor that working for the state that then they say, well, you better do that, or they start cursing at you and that kind of thing. And you know, Donald Trump is a punk. He's been a punk his entire life. And unless you accept, you can grow up and accept the fact that you voted for a punk, and we had a punk for a president, a cowardly punk at that, you have to. I don't know what happened in your brain. Your brain, because yes, you get, you know, that Lou of Cudahy and CJ of Stoughton or wherever the heck he is from that particular day. There's a good CJ out there too. Thank you, the good CJ out there. But you guys got to quick get off the talking points, because inflation is a matter of the president doesn't have a whole heck of a lot of control about. Production could be up, but the oil companies do not want to bring production up. And that's part of the impetus of a lot of our inflation. And people are going back to work, and there's the pent-up demand that we have in our economy as a result of the pandemic that we're still coming out of because Trump didn't handle it right in the first place.
Yeah, that's all. So excellent points you're making, Mark. Excellent points. And I think the major point, especially right at the beginning of your comments, was that this is just naked criminality, what he did on the insurrection. Naked criminality that resulted in deaths, officers being beaten, permanently injured. And this was incited by President Trump, who encouraged people with weapons to go and invade the Capitol. That is a felony. That is a felony. Doesn't require an awful lot of analysis. That is a felony. And everything else you're describing, absolutely, an incumbent president always gets attacked. The fact is that gas prices are coming down. Joe Biden's done a superb job, but you cannot have somebody like Trump running for office again who has encouraged armed people to invade the Capitol. We're going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.